The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Melissa Magsaysay.
And I'm Nikkei Grieco. And together we host The Beauty Vanguard, the podcast that goes beyond skin deep to explore all the ways beauty brings us together. We are beauty entrepreneurs and experts who love all things beauty.
On this podcast, we chat with beauty founders, celebrities, and experts about their beauty journeys and current product obsessions.
And we've got a lot of great advice for budding beauty entrepreneurs.
That's right. Let's get to it.
First of all, what a special episode of The Beauty Vanguard that we are here not only with one of our amazing ally founders from 13 Loon, Sarah Happ of Sarah Happ, the lip scrub. But what I love the most about this is it's a very full circle moment because, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, we were hustling indie startups. 20 years later, still hustling, still deeply independent. And making it happen. But now we get to do it together. We used to share shelf space. And now Sarah's on our shelf space, and we are so grateful and so happy you're here.
Oh, yay. My gosh. This is a thrill, both of you.
Welcome.
It's such a thrill. It's a thrill. It's an honor. It is such a full circle moment for so many reasons.
Yeah. I've always known about the Sarah Happ. I remember when you launched.
I do know that you remember because, you know, you will, you wrote about our body scrub that was out for about 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
You did. Melissa.
Do we need to anniversary that? Do we need to bring that back?
Well, the cost of goods were horrendous. So we were bleeding out cash and it was the best body scrub there ever was. And you covered it.
Yeah. Great. I'm glad we had that moment.
You probably sold us out. Anyway, that was a long time ago. But yes. So when
I remember the pink container. The first, wasn't the first item a pink container?
Yeah, we had the lip scrub and the lip slip, and you covered the lip slip so early.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. So when I met, so for me, writers and creators of brands are my celebrities. I call them biz celebrities.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Biz celebrities.
So I'm sitting here with like my version of like other people's movie stars.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We're biz celebrities. You are one of my biz celebrities. Yeah. I'm going to start stealing that. I've got a bunch.
You know what?
You two are biz celebrities.
Yes. Same. Right back at you, both of you.
I just have to say it because like the journalism student in me is like, I didn't make that up. My friend Amy Swift Crosby made that up.
Is that your friend that likes my ankles?
No, that's my other friend, Amy. Everyone likes her damn ankles. I'm not going to swear on this podcast. Melissa, everyone loves Nikkei's ankles, and no one will say it, but I have one friend.
And are they like J-Lo ankles?
Yes.
Are they?
They are.
Do I have J-Lo ankles?
She does, and she puts on like a sneaker. She puts on a high top. She puts on a heel, and it is deadly. And I firmly believe that if I had Nikkei's ankles, I would wake up every day with a perfect life.
Oh, that's the key.
Every day.
I mean, you know,
what could go wrong?
I mean, you really made me appreciate my ankles. Like you and your friend Amy, but not the Amy. So let's go.
Very observant.
Let's go.
I'm gonna need to see your ankles after this.
Yeah, you.
How have you not
seen them? But now it's through a very different lens.
Yes. Yeah. Once you see them, you'll never.
We'll do an ankle reveal right when we wrap.
I can't wait for this.
I know.
She has amazing. My favorite boots on right now.
Get ready, everyone.
Ankles are hidden.
Get ready, dear media.
Ankle reveal.
So Amy, the other Amy, not ankle Amy, we were talking about the lip slip, and I lost my train of thought.
Well, just that, you know, Melissa was one of the first people to cover it 100 years ago. And
about 100, for real.
I really appreciate that because press is still queen in my books, and you've written for everyone, and you've written about all the things you care about, and I got to meet you. We've been in a lot of the same things, but I don't know that we've ever really talked.
We only, like, really met at your dinner.
At the Relevant Lounge.
Relevant Dinner.
Yeah. And I was like, I know exactly.
And you sent me the sweetest text that I'm basically going to tattoo on my forearm.
That's amazing.
I've saved it. I've like screenshotted it.
I love good writers.
I love that.
You sent me a very kind text.
I love that. I love that you two are connected. And it is true, Melissa, that you have been such a supporter of so many of us that really you were integral in changing our lives and keeping us going. And because you also, you know, I appreciate every editor that's ever covered any moment of our careers, but there's something about the authentic storytelling gift wizardry that you have. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, when you read a piece that you've written about us or others, you can really feel the heart and soul of the subject. And, you know, you're a really good writer.
I like this podcast. I know, that gives me lots of credit.
Like, take it back to our guest star hat.
I love it. No, I like the part where you guys keep telling me how great I am.
And my ankles.
And I'm so happy you're here, Sarah. I know. That is also the magic of Sarah Happ. You make it all about everyone in the room mm-hmm. and the people. You like spread love. And so it really doesn't surprise me that you have put out a product, a singular product, like back, you know, when you started, that you poured so much love into through the ingredients and through the purpose and the practicality of it, the usefulness of it, but also in how you talk about it and how you storytell about it, which makes it no surprise that it's really taken off and you really were the godmother of the category. Now we see lip as such a focused category, but It all started with you.
Yeah.
What was the impetus to really just focus solely on that one lip scrub?
Yeah. I've said it 19 times now in the first 8 minutes, but I really, really, I'm a beauty maven at heart. And the first thing I ever remember purchasing with my own money was a strawberry lip smacker. So it maybe cost $1.20 or something when I was like 4 or 5. And I remember going to Catholic school and they said that it was makeup. You weren't allowed to wear makeup. And I said, it's not makeup. It's for my lips. It's no different than like, you know, sucrets. Remember how we used to eat sucrets?
Sucrets.
What were those?
Weird name, by the way. Like the emphasis. Yeah. Sucrets.
So it was, I remember spending my own little money on lip smackers because I was just lip obsessed. And fast forward to 2005, I was working at ESPN. Media was my background training. I had this job that I was good at, but I didn't love. And I almost felt guilty for having it because all these people around me went home at night and they watched all the ESPN. You know, Julia's dad, my ex-husband, he has like 500 TVs in his house. They are monitors because he works at ESPN.
Oh, got it.
But I watched all these people be very inspired by what they did. I was inspired by how uninspired I was there. Mm. I went home at night and I took bubble baths with 19 different products and 7 different candles. Mm. And I read beauty editors. I read stacks. Everything from Allure to InStyle to Martha Stewart Beauty when she launched it or whatever. You know, you name it. I just read the stacks. And
right.
I kept reading beauty editors over and over again say, exfoliate your lips with a wet washcloth or a toothbrush. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, this sounds absurd.
Yeah.
I have a scrub for every other part of my body. Thank you, Nikeo. why is it? Truly.
Aw, love you.
Back it up to that.
Talk about cost of goods.
that wasn't cheap.
Organic coffee from Kenya?
No, just, you know, get that anywhere.
Yeah.
Stick it in a tub.
Exactly.
I used Nikeo's body scrub back then. So, so I just went to my kitchen, which if you know me, you know that I do nothing in my kitchen but plate food from other people.
That's correct. Like Melissa.
Correct. Or don't warm things up.
Yes.
Or just take things out of the fridge and expect everybody likes it cold.
It's food. So I went
to
my kitchen, though. I read that from these editors, and I just thought, there has to be a better way. Surely there is a scrub. And I could picture it. It was sugar. It was essential oils. I went to Trader Joe's. I went to Whole Foods. I went to, back in Connecticut where I lived, because of ESPN, we had Stop and Shop. Mm-hmm. Bought all these oils and in 2 weeks came up with this lip scrub that I was eating and loving and obsessed with.
Sugar-based.
Mm-hmm. And I used like Hershey cocoa powder and McCormick extract. Mm-hmm. And I was selling out my local Target in sugar. Like I was buying all the sugar at a certain point.
Wow.
And that, like, the, you know, my sugar guy there, I was like, you know, my cane sugar guy. And I knew when the shipments were coming in because we just began selling. And I was still working at ESPN, but I just felt like I was sitting on this golden little secret. if you Googled lip scrub in 2005, there were zero results. None. Yeah.
Wow.
I still have the printout because back then you printed stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have it. I realized I could solve the problem of chapped lips.
Yeah.
It's dead skin. Mm-hmm. It's dead skin. So then a lovely actress that we all love named Reese Witherspoon went into a store in Brentwood and she bought 36 units, which was a sellout.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I hired a publicist and I said, please cover this. I want this in all the magazines that I read.
Smart girl.
People Magazine did a story and overnight my website crashed in 2006 and that was it. I was working the Final Four that weekend in basketball. Wow. Wow. And I was like, well, I think this might be my last basketball tournament.
It sure was.
Gotta go to lips. So since then, all we've done is study lips and study lip chemistry and study what is missing in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And if you think about 17 years of, you know, five women sitting in a room and four chemists sitting in a lab thinking about nothing but lip problems and what's next and what's missing and what should be changed and what can be changed, you come up with a brand.
Yep. You sure do.
That you have.
And you have. And as one of your longtime customers before even a friend, it has always been my absolute favorite gift. OG too, the OG lip scrub, like the beginning. And then as you started to extend solely focused on lips, you then get to really go down this sort of exploration of how to better treat my lips. And what I love about it is that it's serious lip care, but it's done in such a fun way. Mm. And, you know, my kids are honorary Sarah Happ fans and ambassadors. And they, you know, I mean, and they fight. They'll be like, who took my dream slip? I put two. Now that we have the dream slip two, this is much better for a 12-year-old boy because, you know, they like to get their hands in things. Yeah. And, you know, so this is really good. But Rocco really let Lulu have it the other day because he saw her swipe his dream slip two.
So what is the difference between dream slip two, which is you're in a tube. I have the dream slip in a little pot on a tray next to my bed.
That's where my other one is.
Yeah. What's the difference between the two?
It's a viscosity issue. So it's a little bit thinner. And then the dream slip that you have on your nightstands really does go on like butter. It is very thick. It is a night cream and it will go on looking and feeling like a butter.
Yeah. Mm.
So you probably don't want that look during the day. Mm-hmm. So we made this a bit lighter and it's like day cream. So the dream slip original is like night cream for your lips. Slather it on. Mm-hmm. It's thick. It's intense. This is day cream for your lips. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lighter version.
It's so good. Yeah. So good.
You mentioned 17 years of lip focus. Mm-hmm. So a lot has changed in the world.
Yeah.
But particularly with the lip care market.
Yeah.
So what would you say have been like the most pivotal changes in the lip care market since you started?
So I think people are coming into the realization that you should treat your lips the way you treat your skin. Mm-hmm. Don't just slap anything on them because it's the checkout of your store, or don't just buy a gloss because it's a pretty color. Mm-hmm. We're all becoming so much more ingredient focused.
Because it's on your lips and people know more about clean ingredients.
Right. Yeah. And you're eating it.
And you're eating it. Right? Yeah. That's what people, I think, sometimes don't realize when they buy like not very clean lip products is that you're ingesting it.
You're literally for sure eating it. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so, you know, that makeup-y taste we grew up with, like when my mom used to get those little Avon samples and they tasted love the smell, but they tasted like hell. So people are becoming more and more aware of that.
Yeah.
And I think just for us, COVID was a double-edged sword because lips were canceled. We never thought of a time when your lips would be the only part of your body mandated by the government to be covered.
Yeah.
We didn't see that one coming.
Nope. It did get canceled.
Didn't see that coming. But what people did pick up on was the notion that skincare is not to be fancy, but just there's a regimen around it. If you're going to do it right, you do several steps. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not just one thing, you know? So I think that's also helped now that masks are no longer government mandated. We're just, we've come raging back and we are sold out of like everything right now. So our sales call today was like, what are the sales? Well, they're just not because we don't have anything else to sell.
Oh, wow.
No, you're doing amazing.
Sold it all.
We are very fortunate. And by the time this episode airs, we will be back in stock.
We will be back in stock.
At 13 Loon and 13 Loon stores at JCPenney and the 13 Loon potential flagship. So, yes, we are so excited to be in partnership with you. And, you know, for those of you listening that don't know much about 13 Loon, it's the first of its kind, truly inclusive beauty retail platform. So 90% of all the brands we carry are created by people of color who make products for everyone. But because 13 Loon was co-created in 2020 as a result of the racial reckoning and really taking a look at the beauty industry and figuring out ways that we could help to build generational wealth through the lens of beauty and also help others that make incredible beauty products take up more space in an industry that they consistently contribute large sums of dollars to and helping to make the beauty industry a more equitable and fair playing field. Mm-hmm. And so 10% of our brands are dedicated to fostering allyship. And Sarah Happ is one of our greatest allies and ally brands that we carry at 13 Loon. And it's been so much fun going on the road with you all over America, opening these 13 Loon at JCPenney stores and really truly seeing the reaction that people have not only to our BIPOC brands, but how the guests, how, you know, the beauty consultants and everyone within the 13 Loon and JCP family and our 13 Loon family over at our platform have really felt so supported by you, but in turn, so excited to celebrate and see you continue to win. So what does allyship mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. Now's the part where that could bring me to tears because in 2020, that's when KO sent me the deck. You emailed it to me. And, you know, everyone was just, the whole world felt like it was ending. But for, you know, Nikeo, this was not a new story. Nothing about this was a new story. And for any Black and brown person, none of this was a new story. And what I watched you do was say, I have this idea, and it was so radical. It was taking 90% of shelf space that in most retailers is white brands and saying, let's take that 90%, flip it on its head, and let's make it 90% BIPOC, 10% ally brands. And it gives me chills. Like, I have chills right now, head to toes, thinking about it, because I remember thinking, that's it. That's it. It is so overdue, and that's it. And then watching her form, the people around her, and she sent me the most gorgeous deck, and I thought, if this is not a home run, there is no hope. All hope gone. If this is not a home run, if someone doesn't get on board and say a firm, resounding yes to this, there is no hope. And at that moment, I didn't even consider myself as a brand. This was just my friend, my 2 a.m. in the morning phone call friend. You know, well, I don't get on the phone. I text.
Yeah. But it's like, wait, you don't answer the phone.
I don't answer the phone. But I do text. And this was, so I didn't even consider that. And then when she said, we'd like you to be one of our ally brands, it just like brought me to my knees. I couldn't even, all I could think of was like, how can I support this mission? How can I get the word out there? And the notion that I could be part of that 10% was just so completely humbling. And people use that word too much, but I do mean it. It was so humbling to think that I could be part of that. And what it has done in the last 2 years has given my brand and my personal Sarah Happiness purpose. I've always loved my brand. It is my baby, right? It's 17 years. It's a baby that could drive now. You know, it's older than Lulu. But there's a purpose to it now that Nikeo has granted every single founder that gets to be on those shelves. And it is just completely reinvigorated my idea of why I do beauty and getting to know the different founders and getting to buy all of these different brands that have for so long had no space, have had to fight for their space. I'm a female, so I know it's hard to fight for space or whatever, or big box retailers don't like indies. To be indie and Black or indie and Indigenous like Prados Beauty or, you know, naturally drenched, which my very dyed blonde, quote, hair needed so badly. They've been buying our products for so long. Time to flip it. Time to flip the economics, right? And all due respect to Leonard Lauder, it should not be generational wealth that's white in the beauty industry because there are genius founders out there creating stuff that is so passionately done and so brilliantly done. And it is hard won.
And like you said, I mean, so many people, whether you're a beauty founder or beauty editor or entrepreneur in any space, you know, CEO, whatever, there are so many engaged and just hungry beauty fans. So we know how beauty really has the power to motivate people to do so many things, buy things, watch things, try things, whatever. But what Nikeo and 13 Loon has done is been like, you guys, it's like taking that power, the power beauty has to get people to do things and putting it in a lane that has, like you said, purpose. So you get to do what you have loved to do forever because you're a big beauty fan in all ways since you were born. And you're also an incredibly compassionate and, you know, supportive person, a true ally. So you can keep doing what you do with your brand, but have it have that purpose of creating connection and inroads. You know, I took these great pictures of you and the founder of Bossy Cosmetics.
Oh my gosh, is she not the best? The best?
And the best. At the one of the last JCP openings. And like, I asked you to turn around, but you guys were engaged in like such amazing conversation. And you were like, tell me about your brand. I mean, it wasn't so formal, but you were learning about her brand. And then I saw Sahar from Sundry talking to somebody else. It may have been you, actually. Engage in learning about each other's brands. And that's that crossover and that connection that has been so, for way too long, divided. And like, listen, you can apply this to so many industries, right? There's so many products out there, but it hits different with beauty because how people go about beauty is so automatic, off the bat, so engaged and already voracious in their appetite. So then being able to take some of that energy and push it into this more purposeful direction has been amazing. But you specifically as one of the ally founders has been like, you're showing up to all the JCP openings. You're talking to all the founders of color. You're introducing
us to investors. I mean,
introducing to investors, giving so many of the brands of color shout outs on your Instagram and on your platform. Like that is a really, that is what allyship is. Well, the question is, what does allyship mean to you? And I just threw it back to you. I answered it for
it's
you.
Perfect.
So that's ally. You are allyship.
You are allyship.
Thank you. But it's just a complete and total honor. And it just, also, as a founder, watching this expansion, I mean, if you know retail, opening 20 doors and 60 doors and then 100 doors and 300 doors and 600 doors, these are unprecedented numbers. You know, no one can believe it. And we're all watching it come true because the business model is so good and the people are there. And Kayo always said, if we do this, they will come. We are there. We have spending power. We have brands. We have founders creating genius product. We have voracious consumers out there ready to spend. And you walk into a 13 Loon, and honestly, the first one I ever walked into, it felt like a dream. Like you're walking through this department store that feels like a department store and it feels very familiar. And all of a sudden it's like, this glorious space where everyone can see themselves.
Yeah, that's it.
Everyone is seen.
That's, I think that is the secret sauce. And I'm so, I say it all the time, so grateful that I've gotten the opportunity to align my passion for beauty, my passion for creating with my purpose and to be doing it alongside people who I've long admired, have come up with, been, you know, allies, especially in, you know, when 13 Loon was being ideated. It was such a difficult time for the world, but an intensely difficult time to be a Black person. And allyship was what helped get me out of bed every day, you know, during a lockdown and the idea of creating a new company. And so that's where I really truly believe you feel it energetically every mm-hmm. time we're in a 13 Loon space. Anytime I'm with my 13 Loon colleagues, you just feel energetically that we're all on this purpose train, but we also get to do it with makeup and hair care and, you know, skincare and body care and wellness. And, you know, so it's pretty dang special.
Oh, it's fun. It puts the fun back in what we do. And it puts, unless it's purposeful for me, I'm 43. And I think probably you both would agree. Unless there's like real purpose behind what we're doing these days, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it.
Right.
I have zero interest in the fluff. Right. I have zero interest in promotion for the sake of promotion or a show up for the sake of a show up. No interest unless there is something, there's a real why behind it.
Yes. Well, does that help inform the new products? Because you've had a pretty, you were doing single product before A Vintner's Daughter or before like people were releasing things in ones and twos and drops and whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you come to like what you're going to do next? Because you've had a pretty very steady cadence of the products you've released.
Yeah. The past, we're going to keep that steady cadence. But in 2020, we asked on social media and through various like polling, you know, apps and stuff, what our customers wanted. And our customer base is really kind. I mean, the woman who manages our social media was like, I can't believe how delightful your DMs are. People were like, sorry to bother, but when will you be back in stock with my favorite product?
Pardon so me. Sweet. My lips are really chapped.
Yeah. TYSMXO from Akron, you know, and she's like, who are these people? And so what we did ask was for, don't be nice. What do you want from us? Mm-hmm. And what we heard was more inclusive color. Mm. So we made 6 shades of lip slip at the time in these vials. And we realized 3 of them were not at all inclusive. Mm-hmm. They truly only looked good on like very light skin.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So, and I also realized, oh, I don't go on QVC with these. Because I know 2 of our models were black and I knew they wouldn't look good on them. Mm-hmm. So in my brain, I registered that. Mm-hmm. But as a creator of products, until 2020, I am deeply embarrassed to say it didn't register with me that we should be making different. Mm-hmm. My thought was, okay, well, we have 3 that I know are not going to look good on our 2 models. We have 3 that I know will be a home run on everyone. So I'll bring those 3 on. And in 2020, our customers said, please make something that looks good on everyone.
Right.
And also, the nude slip, which is one of our best sellers, it's not nude.
Right.
It's a shade of beige.
Right.
But it's my nude.
Yeah. Mm.
That doesn't mean nude on Nikhail. That doesn't mean nude on Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it has informed that. And what we'll be putting out very quickly is 2 new colors that we've worked on for 2 years and we have tested on. Like literally everyone can get our hands on and made certain that I can look anybody in the eye and say, it doesn't matter. Like we will, I promise you, this looks good on everyone.
Mm, can't wait.
Truly. So I think color has been a very, very big deal. Mm. But in general, we treat lips like skincare. So the messaging remains the same, that it's skincare for your lips. And, you know, one thing we all share is dry lips. Everyone says like, oh, my lips are dry. And I'm like, yes, empirically, they are dry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They are dry. You can drink all the oil or you can drink all the water you would like. Your lips are dry and they do need to be exfoliated and properly hydrated. Mm-hmm. I can promise you nothing but no chapped lips if you do these 2 steps.
Yeah.
But color was something we heard. And I was really so grateful for everyone that used their voice and said, I would like a nude that looks good on me. Mm-hmm. I would like a red that looks good on me. Mm-hmm. I would like a pink that looks good on me.
Yeah.
And it was, so here we are. We have 2 coming out soon.
Yay. Great.
And more from there.
I can't wait.
That's amazing.
So before we wrap up, we always would love to hear from our guest about what are the top 3 beauty products that you cannot live without.
Mm-hmm. You're like dream slip 2, and nude slip,
clay mask, lip scrub.
Bye.
Okay, so
all the slips.
There's a brand out right now called Relevant.
Mm.
Aww.
And it was founded by this woman named Nikeo. Mm-hmm. The name is pretty special because for many reasons, she had heard for quite some time that she was not relevant, even though she was the first indie woman that I had seen put her name on a product.
Mm.
I remember Bobbi Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have Estee Lauder. But those were institutional
mm-hmm.
when I started or mm-hmm. when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikeo put her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
2002.
Yeah, I was going to say 20 years ago.
Almost 21.
So
yeah.
2 decades ago, 21 years ago, she put her name on it. So always been relevant, always been making the products, mm-hmm. right? Always been creating from like her heart and her soul and her heritage and her grandmother and, you know, everything mm-hmm. beautiful about a brand. And to be told as we get older, and I'm trying to think of who your guest was where you did the podcast about targeting, you know, 40 plus women.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't mm-hmm. we only go after?
By the way, spend more money.
We spend more money.
Gen X spends more money, especially on beauty, than any other segment.
Right.
I mean, duh.
Because,
of course,
lot of numbers.
We have more money. And, you know, of course, the entry point for beauty is low as far as you could buy a very inexpensive product.
Right.
But you could also buy Westman Atelier, like an $80 mm. foundation mm-hmm. or Armani or whatever it is,
right.
or a Vintner's Daughter's serum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like higher price point. So I just don't understand that marketing and that thinking mm-hmm. around a Gen X or
yeah.
a millennial or yeah. older millennial.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, if I see another ad for a face tool that I probably own or will own shortly being used on a 26-year-old mm. or a 24-year-old,
yeah.
I'm like, why though?
Like, what are you sculpting? Your face is already sculpted.
Your age spots, you haven't aged yet. So
yeah.
the aging isn't your thing
yes,
yet.
Exactly.
It's not working. It's
yes.
just, I mean, it's working maybe, but like even use like a 37-year-old model.
Yeah. Yes. Please.
You'll sell so many more.
Right.
Because that's a $300 tool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A 26-year-old has to like ask for it for Christmas. I don't want to shame a 26. You're on your way at that point.
I hear you on that.
But so there's so this is a very long way of saying it is relevant one and done. So
I love the one and done.
I have the entire line.
I have it on right now.
I would give it to anyone with knowing. So, oh God, in the I'm going to butcher the name, but the cleansing balm.
Oh, the melted off balm.
The melted off balm. We have to double cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
You have shouted that from the rooftops forever. We must double cleanse. So the melting balm is, it is a spa treatment
mm.
at home.
What do you use to wipe it off? Oh, just a washcloth?
I use a warm washcloth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I follow it up with your cleanser with the cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just, and it, you truly, every single time, you feel like you've had a facial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would say, though, if this was the desert island moment, it would be one and done because it's a sunscreen, it's a serum, it's a primer. I can go out with nothing on my face but one and done and know I am sun protected. My pores are blurred.
Yeah.
My face just looks glowier.
I like look forward to putting it on in the morning because it feels like it tightens a little.
It's got 2 hyaluronic acids and our mm-hmm. own like proprietary complex mixed with 2% niacinamide. So that's where you get
a pretty
high level of niacinamide. So you kind of get that like lift and
mm-hmm.
tighten.
Niacinamide.
And it sets the
best
foundation.
Yeah, it's
not the foundation.
It
sets the
primer
for foundation.
Primer.
It's really nice
primer,
on your makeup.
Moisturizer.
It
is. I would that's my one.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Joanna Vargas exfoliating mask.
Heck yeah. It's so good.
It is gold.
Yeah.
It is gold.
It's so good.
And it is
Do you ever just leave
gold.
It on?
This morning I must have left it on for like 25 minutes because I was reading.
Our friend Janelle, who is the VP of merchandising for
Very
13 Loons, so she's a total beauty genius.
Yes.
She actually used to work with Joanna Vargas, but she always was like, oh, you can sleep with it on.
Oh,
it gets
it will
a little
dry.
Crumbly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she swears that's the ultimate treatment. I don't see how you're not going to wake up and be like a dried rock because
way, it's like you do feel that tightening and drying and then you take it off and your skin is like butter.
Butter.
All right.
And
yeah.
glowing.
Yes.
And that is another facial moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't make a lot of time for facials. Joanna's the only place I go for facials.
Best facials
that's
ever.
That's it. Mic
mm-hmm.
drop, lights out. And as a scrubber.
Mm.
I started the lip scrub because I just scrub like so horribly. Like, my dermatologist was like, you really need to pull back because you're going to have no skin left. Like, your skin should be smooth, but, like, let's be careful.
The ladies at the Korean spa are like, yeah, you're hired.
Yes.
They're no, like, they're
for sure.
You know, that's a, that's a vigorous scrub.
That is a vigorous scrub.
They're just, like, tossing you around like your meat and just, like, scrubbing.
It's my favorite.
It's so gratifying.
And at USC, I used to go, like, after, I used to go downtown, like, or to K-Town and at midnight. And I was just their girl.
Peak
and they'd
hour.
Be like, it might hurt. And I'm like, it's not going to hurt me.
Oh, my gosh.
Get after
like,
it.
Go harder. So in the right
harder,
business.
Go harder.
Harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any tool. Whatever. So KO relevant, one and done.
Joanna.
Exfoliating scrub. And then what I'm obsessed with, I was just sick last week. So I have Sundries. Please give me the name.
Cooling
Glow.
Glow.
The cooling.
It's the best thing
you
ever.
You stick it in your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. It is
this mine's there right now.
Tiny pink tool. And it's whether it is in your refrigerator or you have left it in your car, somehow it is always cold.
It's always cold.
It's always cold. And I put it all over my face. Mm. I put it on my eyes. I put it on my neck. I put it on like the back right here, the occipital lobe where they give you a massage. Mm. I stick it there. I bought one for my little girl.
They're the best.
She has it in her backpack. There's just something.
She has it in her backpack.
I love it. Rocco and Julie are, by the way, arranged marriage of the future, but
it better be.
We have Dream Slip in Rocco's backpack, cooling globes in Julia's backpack.
That's right. That's right. No, you got to start them early, but it's just, that's to me, it was just a really special tool. And I, like you, Melissa, own every tool and I want all the tools, but there's something so simple and brilliant and honest about it.
Yeah.
And
it's just, what, $14?
It's like $14.
It is.
I ice rolled my face this morning. I have the cooling globe too. And I've got this big plastic thing I bought on Amazon or whatever. And just anything that it's simple.
So good for
just,
like.
Cool it down.
Lymphatic drainage,
just
inflammation, all the things. Well, I have to say that I'm a big fan of your top three, and thank you for including Relevant Your Skin Scene One and Done.
Your Everyone get to scene. Scrubbing.
Yeah.
Master scrubber over
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
We should go to K-Town and go to
Let's do it.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Obama tonight.
I'll meet you guys at 11 p.m.
appointment.
After Michelle and Oprah, we'll meet you in K-Town.
Spa or like, what is it, Crystal Spa?
Yeah.
Crystal Spa.
The best. Let's do that. Well, Sarah,
anytime.
Can you please let everyone know? Well, first of all, you can find Sarah's products at her website, sarahhapp.com.
Yeah.
And then obviously at 13loon.com and at 13loon at JCPenney nationwide. But let everybody know where they can find you. From a social media perspective.
Yeah. So Sarah Happ, it's SARAHAPP. That's our brand. That's all things lips. That's on Instagram, Facebook. And then Sarah Happ herself is my life. So a lot of my life is beauty, lips. And it's just sort of a funny, you know, glimpse behind me. And you'll probably see me saying weird things from bed or I don't know.
I love it. I love your shelfies and I love your what you're putting into your bath, like your bathtub setup.
My bathtub setup.
Before your baths. I love that content.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
I do that
a lot. I think weird things from bed is my favorite Instagram content category.
Yes.
There's
yes.
something so wrong about it. But the funniest stuff comes out when you're in bed and maybe you're reading a book or it's late at night and you're like, I think I just need the interweb to talk to me about this too.
I need to express something to this, my platform, my audience.
Maybe they can relate.
I got something to say.
So Sarah Happ, Sarah Happ herself. And please, we're in store at 13loon. We're online at 13loon.com. We are at JCP. And we're just so honored and thrilled to be there.
Well, we are so honored to be on this journey with you. Love you madly.
Love you madly.
And thank you everyone for tuning in and check out Sarah Happ.
Thank you for listening to The Beauty Vanguard. If you love diving deep into all things beauty with us, please follow, rate, and review so we can continue to bring you more exciting episodes.
We launch a new episode every Tuesday, and you don't want to miss it.
And follow us on social at The Beauty Vanguard, where we've got behind-the-scenes action and fun extras about us and our guests.
See you soon. And until then, wash your face before bed and don't forget your sunscreen.